The Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast with your host, Jackie Pilosoff.
No one should have to go through a divorce feeling alone and isolated. The Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast is a production of Divorced Girl Smiling, where every show is 30 minutes, aimed to empower you, help you feel validated and understood, and connect you with some of the best divorce professionals in the industry. So grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and start smiling as you join us right now for the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found and always at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Before we get started, I want to talk about a question that everyone who's getting divorced has. You know what it is? Can I afford to stay in my home? And what I tell them is, one of your first phone calls when considering divorce should be to a mortgage lender. Why? Because a mortgage lender will review all your financials and then tell you how much of a mortgage you can afford. So in essence, a mortgage lender can answer that question. If you're looking for one, I want to highly recommend mortgage lender Jan Leisure. Jan has been a mortgage lender since 1997, and she's also a certified divorce lending professional. Jan also went through a divorce. She's a wonderful person, extremely well experienced, and just very compassionate and a great listener. So you can find Jan in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling, or you can find her at diamondresidential.com/Jan Leisure. I also want to talk about a wonderful divorce attorney in Arizona. Her name is Ardenae Fox, and she's the founder of Fox Law Group. And Ardenae currently accepts family law, juvenile, and adoption cases. She's committed to providing high-quality legal representation to her clients and has dedicated her practice to supporting families through the most challenging times in their lives. In addition to working in private practice, Fox has served as an assistant attorney general representing the Arizona Department of Child Safety in dependency, guardianship, termination of parental rights, and adoption matters. I really, really respect Ardenae. If you want to learn more about her, you can find her in the Trusted Professional section of Divorce Girl Smiling, and you can also find her at foxlawgroupaz.com. So I believe that people going through a divorce are under so much pressure and stress, and I can say that because I was there. And when you have all of these emotions, like being so depressed, feeling like a failure, being really scared for your future, being extremely angry at your ex, worrying about the kids, and all of these things, something that can happen is that you start to make mistakes in your divorce process. Now, those mistakes could mean talking negatively in front of your kids to your ex, or, you know, drinking too much, hooking up with the wrong guy, whatever. I mean, I just remember, and please, if you're listening to this, I'm not judging you because I went through this and made these mistakes. And you just make mistakes. And a mistake that I want to talk about today is money. So feeling so emotionally stressed can cause you to make mistakes when it comes to money. And that can cause you a lot of headaches in the future. So I want to talk about 5 money mistakes that women make in divorce. I did not come up with this. My expert guest came up with this. I'm going to introduce her. Her name is Tracy Conan, and Tracy is a CPA and a certified forensic accountant and the founder of Divorce Money Guide. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jackie. Great to be here again.
Always nice to have you, Tracy. And I love this article you wrote because I can't wait to talk about it because we're going to help so many people. And I'm just really looking forward to this. I want to tell my listeners before we get started about the Divorce Money Guide. So has the Divorce Money Guide been out for 3 years, 4 years? I can't remember.
About a year and a half only.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, so we met right at the beginning then of the Divorce Money Guy.
Right. It's almost exactly 2 years ago since I came up with the idea. And then it took us, you know, a few months to make it become a reality. But it's been a thing in my mind for the last 2 years and really is focused on taking financial concepts and making them really easy to understand for people, because I know how overwhelming the financial part of the divorce is. And understanding your money and figuring out what's been going on is like, oh my goodness, how am I ever going to get my arms around this when I'm trying to wrangle the kids or I'm trying to find a job and I've been a stay-at-home mom? The money issue brings a lot of stress. So I said, hey, let's try to find a way to make this easier to understand, but make sure that people are getting the financial information they need during divorce.
Now, I want to tell you, when I got divorced, I didn't even know what a forensic accountant is, okay? I had never even heard the term. Why would I? I had never been in any kind of litigation, any court case, whatever. What I want to tell my listeners is Tracy has spent her career as a forensic accountant, and she gets paid tens of thousands of dollars from people who hire her. So what she did with Divorce Money Guide is try to spare you that expense and help you uncover your husband's hidden accounts and help you prepare financially for your new life without having to hire a forensic accountant.
That's exactly it. Most people, the vast majority of divorces, don't need a forensic accountant anyway. It's really a matter of you just need financial information. So let me show you how to get the right financial information. What do you really need? How do you get it? How do you organize it? And then what do you look for in it so that you make sure that you know your money before you're agreeing to anything in the divorce?
So let's get started on this. Five Money Mistakes Women Make in Divorce is an article that you wrote for Divorce Girl Smiling. I love it. I think people are really going to get a lot out of this. I'm going to read the mistakes and then you tell me more about them, okay? So money mistake number one, not fully understanding your financial situation.
And I did not put that one as number one by accident. That is the biggest, number one, most common mistake that women are making in their divorces. They are agreeing to financial settlements without knowing exactly what's been going on with their money. And I tell people what you need to know is how much money you have, where it is, and what it has been spent on in the last few years, if not longer, depending on your scenario. But you really want to know, was our money going to pay bills and bills that I knew about? Or was our money going towards something else? Is there any money being shuttled to a secret account that I didn't know about? Where was our money? How much do we have in retirement? Just a basic financial understanding is something that is missing in a lot of divorces, because in many scenarios, one spouse is taking care of the finances, the other one's kind of hands off with it. It comes divorce time and all of a sudden, they don't know what's going on with the money, but they're not taking the time to get the information. And then suddenly they're agreeing to a divorce settlement. Well, how do you even know what you're agreeing to if you're not even fully informed on what has been going on with your money?
Now, I want to tell my listeners, if this is you, please do not feel shame or embarrassment about any of this. And Tracy's agreeing with me. We understand it's not your fault. And it's never too late to learn, and it's not as hard to learn as you think. And we are here to help you. Tracy and the Divorce Money Guide is here to help you. And that's really what it's designed to do, right, Tracy? Like, enlighten people, empower them. And I promise you, if you have a high school degree, even if you're somebody listening that didn't go to college, this is not rocket science and you will be able to pick it up. So I want you to have confidence because you deserve to fully understand your financial situation.
There is a lot of shame surrounding the money issue. I hear so many people getting divorced saying, how could I be so stupid? I didn't keep an eye on the money. Oh gosh, I feel ashamed because I wasn't paying attention, or I feel stupid. He always told me I was stupid and I didn't know how to manage money. He told me I was bad with money. All those kinds of things are really, really common. And you're absolutely right. I don't want people to feel any shame about whatever knowledge they have about the money, whatever has happened with their money. For me, it's really about getting the facts. I'm super fact focused. It's like, nope, let's just get down to business and figure out what's been going on so that we can figure out how you move forward in your divorce and what's a good settlement and what's not.
And I'm all about the present and the future. Forget the past. It doesn't even matter that you didn't know or, oh, stop beating yourself up. Focus on what you can do now and what you can do to set yourself up for a good financial future.
Agreed.
Number two, not hiring a financial advisor.
A financial advisor can be such a wonderful resource in a divorce. Even if you don't think you have a lot of money or have enough money, you know, the old way of thinking is that a financial advisor is for rich people to tell them how to do their investments. Well, that's just not true. There are all sorts of people out there, from financial coaches to wealth managers to CDFAs. I mean, there's all sorts of different job titles. And there is someone out there accessible to you no matter what money level you're at. And they can help you figure out, what's your budget like? How are you going to pay your bills? What's going to happen with your money after the divorce? And really get you ready to have success with your money going forward.
And a lot of these financial advisors do not charge for the consultation. So what's it going to hurt to have a conversation? And I really want to bring up a name for people if you just had a light bulb go off and think, you know what? I do want to check in with a financial advisor. I want to recommend Joanne Littman, who is a financial advisor and a divorced mom. And Joanne will talk to you, answer your questions. She is so knowledgeable and knows so much and has been there. And honestly, she is probably the most kind, warm person, but make no mistake, really, really good with money and smart and no nonsense. So if you want to find Joanne, you can go to Divorced Girl Smiling under Trusted Professionals. Moving on to number three, letting emotions guide your decisions.
Yes, divorce is a really emotional process. There's a lot of anger, sadness, feelings of being overwhelmed. There might be depression. You know, there is shaming of yourself, not only for maybe shaming yourself that your marriage failed, but also that you didn't know enough about the money, all those kinds of things. Those emotions are all valid. And I want to make sure that we are affirming that it is okay to feel those things. And you should absolutely take time to work through those emotions. But there is a business part to the divorce. I always say marriage is not a business transaction, but divorce is. Think of it like a business transaction. You need to get the facts before you settle, before you make any big decisions. So I just tell people, there's a time and a place for the emotions and for feeling those, but there are certain times in the divorce where you really have to be fact-based. You have to get all the facts and then step back and make a fact-based decision. And if you feel like you're too far into the emotions of it, then maybe you need to have a divorce coach help you or have a trusted friend help you who can be a little bit more objective about it. One of the rules that I always use is, have someone, if you're super emotional about your scenario and you're trying to make a decision in the divorce, step back and ask yourself, what would I tell a girlfriend of mine if she was making the same decision? And sometimes that can kind of help reframe it a little bit for you.
You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm here today with forensic accountant and founder of the Divorce Money Guide, Tracy Conan, and Tracy and I are talking about five money mistakes women make in divorce. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we have two more mistakes we're going to tell you about. We'll be right back. You've heard the saying, April showers bring May flowers, and the same can be said about co-parenting. If navigating the beginning of the year has been difficult due to an ex's alcohol abuse, I have the perfect solution, SoberLink. SoberLink is more than a portable alcoholic monitoring tool. It's a pathway to new beginnings and stronger, healthier family dynamics. How SoberLink works is simple. First of all, your co-parent will test at scheduled times. The company offers built-in facial recognition that confirms their identity. Tamper sensors flag any attempts to cheat, and results get sent instantly to your phone, giving you peace of mind that your kids are with a sober parent. Lay the groundwork for brighter days ahead by visiting SoberLink.com/DGS.
And if you visit this link, soberlink.com/DGS for Divorced Girl Smiling, you get $50 off your device. I also want to take a minute and talk about a wonderful real estate agent in Chicago named Karen Ranquist. Karen is a broker associate at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. And Karen has actually been in real estate since 1997. Karen went through a divorce herself, so she understands what it's like buying and or selling a house and going through a divorce. If you want to learn more about Karen, you can find her in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling, or you can also find her at KarenRanquist.bhhschicago.com. Are you concerned that you're going to make mistakes when it comes to your money in your divorce? If so, you're listening to the right podcast. I'm here today with forensic accountant Tracy Conan. Tracy is the founder of The Divorce Money Guide, a wonderful tool that helps you uncover your husband's hidden accounts and prepare you financially for your new life. Tracy, let's move on to number four of money mistakes women make in divorce. Number four is not considering the long-term consequences of your decisions. Tell me about that.
I sometimes see women making decisions in their divorces that feel like the right decision now, but they're not thinking about what the scenario is going to look like 5, 10, or 20 years down the road. And I know that divorce is a long process. It's very emotionally taxing. It can be very expensive. And there are times where women say, I just want to have this over with. I'm just going to agree to this so that we can finalize the divorce and be done with it. But I often see the result of that being that money is left on the table, that women are not getting all of the assets they're entitled to, that they're not getting enough child support or spousal support based on, you know, differences in income and things like that. And so you have to make the decision that is right for you. But I tell my clients, let's step back. Let's look at the decision you want to make today. And let's see if we can figure out what kind of financial position that's going to leave you in 5, 10, 20 years down the road. And make sure that we're okay with that.
You know, Tracy, it's really hard to see that far into the future when you're going through a divorce because you're just trying to survive the divorce itself. And everything is very short term. So I want to say to my listeners, I totally understand because I was there. I wasn't thinking about what's going to happen when my kids go to college. We didn't plan past when they were 10 because it was just too overwhelming for me. Well, guess what? It was a huge mistake. And the other thing is that you can end up in post-litigation, which costs more aggravation, more time, and more money, because then you realize you made these bad decisions because you just wanted to be done. And then you go back to post-litigation. Well, now you're kind of back to square one, another $20,000, $30,000 down the drain on divorce lawyers. So I really have a lot of conviction when it comes to not considering the long-term consequences of your decisions. Okay, last one, mistake number five that women make, not updating your financial plan after divorce. And this is something that the financial advisor can help you with as well.
That is absolutely something that a financial advisor would be great with. Your money before the divorce is going to be different after the divorce. And so it's really important to sit down and think about your spending plan. Many people call it a budget. I like to call it a spending plan because it sounds a little bit more fun. Let's plan how we're going to spend the money. Because you want to make sure that you can afford the house you're in, that you can save for retirement, that you can do all the necessary things you need to do. And the only way you can be prepared is by having, you know, a little bit of a plan laid out for yourself, looking critically at your numbers, revising that budget, updating your estate plan, you know, getting a new will, because you certainly don't want an old will that gives everything to your ex-husband or things like that. All of those kinds of things are really important, you know, loose ends to tie up after the divorce. And your divorce coach or your financial planner can help you make sure that you get those things done.
I have a question. Tell me, from all of these divorced women that you've spoken to, what are their biggest fears when it comes to money? What are they intimidated by? Sorry. What are they intimidated by, and what are they most fearful of?
They're most fearful of not having enough money after the divorce. And the best way that we can deal with that fear is by getting all that information about what's been going on with the money so you can get your absolute best financial settlement, right? Not only get your half of the equity in the house and the retirement account and things like that, but also get proper child support payments, get proper spousal support payments if you qualify for that under your state's laws. So that's the biggest fear, is I won't have enough money after the divorce. The second biggest fear is that I won't be able to put a roof over my kids' head. And whether that is staying in the family home or buying a different home or renting, those scenarios look different, but the general fear is still the same, as women are really concerned about whether they'll be able to pay for their housing for themselves and their kids. And that's, again, where a financial advisor can help. Someone like a certified divorce lending professional can help, because they can help you evaluate your options with your house. And really, just the more you know about your money, the better equipped you're going to be to deal with these fears.
And the less fearful you're going to be once you become empowered, you are not going to be that afraid anymore, because you'll have knowledge. And like I said earlier, it's not that hard to learn it. It really isn't. Now, I want to tell my listeners that Tracy and I have been talking a lot about resources and people that you can hire, because I feel like if I was listening to this, I would be like, well, where do I find these divorce coaches? Where do I find these financial advisors? Even though I already gave you a really good one. Where do I find a financial coach? Where do I find the divorce money guide? And Divorced Girl Smiling is the place. So I want my listeners to know I have built this whole community to help you get connected with people that me and my trusted advisory board has vetted and really interviewed all of the people on Divorced Girl Smiling. So if you go to Divorced Girl Smiling and you go to Trusted Divorce Professionals, you can find divorce coaches and therapists and financial advisors and other kinds of coaches, life coaches. And like I said, they've all been vetted by me and the Divorce Girl Smiling Advisory Board. So on that note, Tracy, thank you so much for taking time to be here. I loved everything you had to say. And I feel like if I was somebody listening, I would feel like a lot less intimidated by this whole money thing. What do you think?
Well, I sure hope so. As I said when we started, I love being able to take financial concepts, break them down simply for people so that average people can understand them, because ultimately, I just want to empower women who are going through divorce to have more control over their money, get better financial settlements, and feel financially successful as they come out of their divorces.
Okay, Tracy, before we sign off here, tell my listeners first where they can find you in the Divorce Money Guide besides Divorce Girl Smiling, and then tell them about your new course.
They can find me at divorcemoneyguide.com. And we do have a new course. It's called Prepare for Divorce. And it is a smaller version of the Divorce Money Guide. It is really getting you established with what documents are you going to need? What is this financial part of your divorce about? How do you get a good divorce attorney? What kinds of things do you need to know about the divorce process so you can get through it easier and more successfully?
I just love that. I wish it would have been around when I was getting divorced. And I want to say something else about divorce attorneys. I think they're wonderful. I think there's a lot of really good ones. But if you empower yourself by taking Tracy's course and or downloading the Divorce Money Guide, you are going to be setting yourself up for such a less expensive divorce, in my opinion, that will take less time, because you won't be just going to your attorney for everything and saying, okay, what do I do? Teach me. Your attorney's job, that person can then do their job and you will be empowered, so that when the attorney asks you, well, what do you want? What, and starts asking you these questions, you'll know. Because if you don't do this stuff, you won't even really know what to ask for. So, Tracy, thank you again for being here. Love having you.
Thanks, Jackie. It was a pleasure as always.
And to my listeners, I want to wish you all the best. I want to let you know that if you want to listen to more podcasts or read articles or download my mobile app or sign up for my free consult where I listen to you, hear your story, let you vent. Everything's confidential. It doesn't cost anything. And then I listen to your story, take what you said, and connect you with people I think are a good fit for you professionally. So if you're interested in any of those things, you can find me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.